Yeah, so this last week I found myself in Denver, Colorado. It was the kickoff to a mentorship program that's 9 months long. This story kind of started clear back in December. Another in-person mentorship was made available, and I asked the Lord about it, and he said, I've got something else for you. Okay, I'll lay that aside, and I waited. And just a couple weeks ago, this mentorship program became available. And so, like within a week, I'm gone to Denver. So we did a three-day intensive. It's a messenger mentorship, so the focus is on preaching. It's with Corey Russell at House Denver. Just a blessed time. I mean, I'm stoked, I'm fired up. I feel something more stirring in me than was there before. I just so thankful to the Lord how he works these things in our life. As we go through the process of following him, he has stuff planned for us. Just wait on him. Whew. Y'all were getting prayed for in Denver, Colorado. We got people praying for us all across this nation. I talked with Corey for a minute, and I don't remember mentioning El Dorado. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't think I did. But we were doing some personal ministry time, and he came over and prayed. I just want to relay what he was saying. He didn't say a whole lot, actually. He did a lot of breathing. He said, El Dorado. El Dorado. And he's blowing on this city. He's blowing on this body. Just receive the Lord. 2 days later, I meet another man from, he's in the class. There's 26 people in the class, by the way. Another man, and he brought his wife. So we're in a prayer and worship set. This man, I only talked to probably 5 or 10 minutes the day before. He ends up at the altar, and I feel the compelling of the Holy Spirit. I mean, he didn't pick me up, but I was so compelled to go kneel by him and pray. The most intense travail and prayer happened that night. I've never experienced it quite like that. It was deep. It was guttural. We're praying in tongues. We're praying in English. I prayed for him. He prayed for me. We linked arms. He said, I'll pray for Kansas if you pray for California. The prayer that came out of that man for us right here in this state. I'm telling you, the Lord's doing something. The prayer that was birthed out of me for California, the Lord's doing something. He's looking for intercessors in prayer. Whew. If my people will pray, he'll put the message in your heart. He'll give you what he wants to hear. What we ought to pray, he'll give it to us. Sometimes it's dramatic like that, sometimes it's not, but it's always powerful. So I just want to bless you with that. I'm super excited about this whole deal. And by the way, do not let finances get in the way of your calling. I had 1 week to get there. The day I find out I'm in, I also found out the price. And it was a little higher than I expected. But waiting on the Holy Spirit, who do I call? 6 people came alongside, and within 12 hours, all but $200 was brought in. And by the end of the week, the last $200 from another person I didn't even ask 2 of the people. The Lord's just doing it. He'll do what he wants to do if you've got your yes. He's looking for our yes.